welcome to The Daily Cat, WNUR's daily news brief. I'm your host, Tilly Freed, with a few things you need to know today. It's 9 a.m. on Monday, November 3rd. On Thursday evening, the city school liaison community had a meeting to discuss the potential closure of two schools in Evanston and Skokie. The District 65 community has stepped up and remained engaged through the process of reconstructing due to budget cuts. 200 Evanston residents gathered outside the Chute Middle School on Friday for an impromptu news conference. The conference came in response to recent increased ICE activities in Evanston. In Chicago, interactions between protesters, journalists, and ICE continue to escalate at the Broadview Processing Facility. ICE causes injury and property damage using pepper balls, tear gas, and rubber bullets. Chemical irritants have blown into nearby neighborhoods. According to the Illinois State Police, three people were killed in a car crash early Sunday morning. The crash occurred on the Dan Ryan Expressway at the Interstate 57 split. The government shutdown could become the longest ever this week, as Democrats have voted 13 times against reopening. Democrats are looking for extension to Affordable Care Act subsidies, which were set to expire at the end of the year. Ukraine accepted more Patriot air defense systems from the United States. The systems are an effective weapon against the Russian missile attacks, which continue to target urban areas. On Monday, Israel released the remains of 45 Palestinian health officials in exchange for the return of the bodies of three Israeli hostages. The exchange continues the fragile peace deal, which took effect on October 10th. That's it for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Tilly Freed. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.13 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow, November 4th, for another edition of The Daily Cat.